Almost every American can recite the opening line of this speech. It is perhaps the best known in American history, yet it was one of the shortest ever delivered. A speech constructed to say a lot in a little time, but perhaps crafted that way for another important reason as well. We take a look at a few things you may not know about the Gettysburg Address on this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, improving on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green the plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Gettysburg Address was delivered by Abraham Lincoln on November 19, 1863. Around that date, each year, the Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois, displays one of the original drafts of that document in Lincoln's hand. I asked the museum historian, Christian McWhorter, what makes that speech still stand out in American history.
Well, he basically summarizes his view of, you know, what he thinks democracy means and the role of American democracy in the world. So he's holding America up as that, but he's also redefining American freedom, right? He's saying that what's happened at Gettysburg is going to lead to a new birth of freedom.
And he says this all in 2 minutes. So why so brief for such an important topic?
One of the reasons it's so short, of course, is because Lincoln was very savvy about the media. A lot of Lincoln's most prominent speeches he gives as president are short. Well, that's so they could fit in one column or one page in a newspaper.
There are 5 copies of that address that Lincoln penned. This library has one of them. Christian says there's something interesting about those 5 documents.
Lincoln edits himself, and so all 5 copies of the Gettysburg Address have a little bit of a difference in them. So we actually don't know precisely what he said that day.
You can always see historical documents here, but one day each year is extra special.
Part of our mission, along with educating people and exploring Lincoln's life and legacy, is to preserve the things in our collection. So the Gettysburg Address itself, we exhibit once a year, around the anniversary on November 19th.
It's a place to see and learn about one of the most remembered speeches in American history. Traveling the Countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.